Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube where you can see us. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is coming up in a moment, but I feel like this is necessary. Rios making a Phillies season appearance on the WIP Afternoon Show. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios, what up, Rios?
To what do we owe this appearance?
First of all.
Yes, sir.
Man, Phillies appearance, I'm not about to waste my time and speak on about Trey Turner, all right?
Yep.
With him, I just know with my eyes, I just know, like, look, you're supposed to be this top guy, supposed to be all that. You were playing, you got your money. But when do you do things when other players like Bryce or whoever are not doing well or not in the lineup? You need to step up to your stuff. But I ain't about to go through this with the chat because I never even loved, and y'all remember, the standing ovation, whatever, Trey Turner, whatever.
Yeah, he was not
but
in
anyway,
favor of that. Yes.
I only call here for Jack. Man,
who was
let
the
me
author
tell you something.
Of the standing
this, like,
ovation?
This like the first time I guess it really gotten to Jack. Now, honestly, I see a lot of passion with him with the Phillies, and right now, like, he really found and looked and seen that his stuff wasn't left in the corner, that it was right in his freaking sack. I love that. This the afternoon freaking show. You are the producer of the freaking show. And people want to talk trash or whatever, you got to do what you got to do. Don't be LeBron James and hold me, take me to the locker room. I got a cramp or whatever the situation is. Huh? That Phantom of the Flopper. You be just like Kobe. He didn't say nothing. Broke his finger. Huh? Mm-hmm. Achilles tendon and still walking. Afternoon freaking show. The guy who started pressing that button for me when I give speeches. Huh? How can I give a freaking speech if my producer doesn't step up to the freaking plate? You talk baseball. Huh? You lead the charge of the Philadelphia Phillies. Huh? You're going to light ash into Trey Turner because, you know what I mean? You missed a touchy-feely on him. Well, now you got to light that ass on him, huh? On the whole freaking team, for the whole freaking city, Jackie freaking baseball. I'm out here, dog. What you need to do, you know what? I'm not going to tell you to inflict violence, but be freaking violent.
First pitch up and in, Rios. First pitch up and in.
And make yourself taste your own freaking blood and make sure Joe the camera sees that freaking blood out your freaking mouth. Let him see it because you gotta live like a maniac out there. Tennis court, basketball, golf, I don't give a you know what. Jack, stick with this energy. Keep it up. Rest your freaking ass. 94.1 afternoon freaking show. I cannot give speeches without you being the man you are, that you step to the plate today, said, I don't care. It's Mamba freaking mentality. You talk what you want to talk. You didn't get emotional. You didn't get emotional at all. You just let it be. You know what? This is what I'm going to freaking do. So you know what, Jack? I salute you. There ain't no damn. One thing I know, sucker free. Ain't no sucker stuff when it comes to the afternoon freaking show. We got to leave that stuff out of there. You planted the damn seed. You put the balls back in the freaking sack. I salute you, brother. And you know what? Raise freaking hell. Peace.
Yes. That was an important call.
Did you put the balls back in the sack?
Yeah. Had to. He's right. He's totally right.
Yeah, they were in a jar somewhere.
Wow. And Rios is like, I'm not going to talk about the Phillies. I'm calling about Jack.
He didn't want to talk about the Phillies.
No,
I don't want to waste our time.
Yeah. Oh man.
Didn't know we would get that one in June.
It was great. He could feel your energy, Jack. He could feel it.
Yeah. Good.
No, he felt the embarrassment being attached to this show.
Well, hold on. That was yesterday.
That's what he felt.
That was yesterday. We're back on track today.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people that listens to the show that's like, what the hell is going on with your guy?
Well, I know.
He stepped up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's my guy in there.
I know. I know.
All right. Let's do Jackie Baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So, Phil's announced you were able to start voting for the All-Stars today.
Oh yeah. Man. Stuff the back.
Stuff the ballot?
That's what I meant to say.
The backs?
Yeah, I thought he said stuff the
box. Between the box and the ballot.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Nailed it. So, I tell you what. Position player-wise, Schwarber feels like a lock.
A position player?
Well, I'm just saying he's going to be as an all-star. Yeah.
What about the other guy in L.A.?
Yeah, well, he's going to be the starter.
Oh, yeah.
The starter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many DHs did they take?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's two.
Okay.
I think it's two. So Schwarber, Trey, probably, because I think Lindor's going to get it. He's going to be the starter, but Trey will be the backup, I assume. Okay. Like, Perdomo's the other shortstop that's had a really good year, but I think it's those two.
Okay.
Harper's, like, he's got some work to do. I mean, Freddie Freeman, Alonso have had really good
first base is always hard, yeah.
Yeah, but he's got the star power.
Yeah, but
sizzle.
Alonso has had a really good year.
I know.
Yeah.
And when, I mean, Freddie Freeman's hitting 369.
Well, he doesn't get in over those two guys. They would have
that's
to take a third first baseman.
Yeah. Yeah,
he only has one, right, or two
as a Philly.
Yeah,
he's only had one, but he would have been. I think he's voted in twice.
Yeah, he's voted in twice.
Yeah, he couldn't go because injury.
He's only had 100 RBIs once in his career.
Well, he's on pace for that this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so take it. I know that caller from spring training is really it tickles your twine.
Well, it's true though.
I mean, it's fast. It's
a different game.
Yeah. It's been in the league like 14 years.
Well, I think he's on 100 RBIs at Philly.
Okay. No, he's only had 100 RBIs once in his entire career.
No, it was once at Philly and once as a Net.
Yeah, fake news. Anyway.
Well, it's ironically, the year he won his first MVP is the only year he did it.
As a Philly.
As a Philly.
No, as a Net.
Oh, as a Net, yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's done it as a Philly.
I think he did once.
I think he did once. And the other year he got the 96.
Yeah.
And he missed a lot of times. So why don't you, I know. Yeah, Brian, why don't you just trade him? I mean, yeah, why don't you just get rid of him? Is that what you want?
No one's saying that, Jack. We're just trying to figure out how many times he's had 100 RBIs.
Yeah.
And he's looking it up.
He's looking it up. He can't wait. He's going to put it in his little chat GPT.
Two times.
As a Philly or overall?
Overall. Two times.
That's why I said once as a Nat,
yeah,
once as a Philly.
He had it in his final year as a Nat and his first year as a Philly.
Yeah, game's changed.
Wow, and look at these RBI totals. Just like 86, 87, 84, 65, 72.
Yeah, he would have got there if he didn't have to miss some time.
I don't know.
He would have. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, that counts.
What do you mean it counts?
59, 58, 32.
Oh,
59, 58, 30. What is that?
Those are his first 3 years, RBIs.
Those his RBIs?
Yeah. Then 99, then 86, then 87.
We sure he's a Hall of Famer?
Well, 99 you round up. That is 100.
Are we sure he's a Hall of Famer?
He's a lock Hall of Famer. He's a lock. He's a lock. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
He is. One of those Harold Baines Hall of Famers.
No. How many two-time MVPs are not in the Hall of Fame?
Well, one MVP doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Why?
The Phillies run.
Why?
No one remembers it.
I don't even
special.
Remember him winning it.
Nobody remembers it. Doesn't matter.
That's no one thinks that MVP was special.
That's because you idiots weren't watching.
We weren't.
Yeah, I know, because you don't respect the sport. I was watching.
Okay,
he was special.
Sorry.
And Acuna got hurt.
All right.
Oh, man. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man.
Wheeler.
Wheeler's, yes.
Yep.
What about Lizardo?
Lizardo? I need the voters to be educated. If he pitches closer.
Forget about what happened Saturday.
Yeah. Like, dude, his ERA jumped to 3.58. He's had a better year than Chris Sanchez, and Chris Sanchez's ERA is 3.15.
Yeah. Well, it all counts. I think.
It doesn't all count.
As long as he. Well, how many more starts is he going to have? He's going to have 5 or 6 more starts before. When do they announce the All-Star teams?
Well, pitchers is a little different because they can always take guys. Because like some guys have to start that Sunday.
Right.
And so he could be added later.
As long as he gets back on track, I think people will understand the ERA.
He's been pretty good most of the year. Yeah.
Sanchez has been interesting this year. He doesn't
pass the eye test as much this year.
Not as much. Yeah. Not as much. Like his location is just, or his command is just off.
Yep.
He walked 4 guys last night. He was effectively wild. I think he's been more effectively wild this year than in years past.
To LA's point, I really think there was something to him not quite trusting his stuff with that first pitch. So he plays around the zone too much, and like I think he's almost afraid to throw a strike sometimes.
Well, that was a nice one because Coffin came out at the end of the 5th inning. He went like 2 straight changeups, got out of it, and then he went right after hitters in the 6th. I hope that was a... light bulb going off kind of moment for Chris Sanchez because his floor is so high because his stuff's really good.
Yep.
His stuff's just really good. So I thought it was impressive, and one of the things I was thinking about last night when they, jump out to that early lead is how they promised they were going to have tougher conversations. They were going to be quicker when it came to talking to players if they noticed something going wrong, coaching staff wise. I thought it was notable that besides like the Harper home run, every hit was to the opposite way.
Yep.
Like it was everything the opposite way, using the entire field and just coming out and jumping on a throat with what happened last night. So I thought that was impressive.
Bryce has had 100 walks twice as many times as he's had 100 RBIs.
Well, he's got a great eye.
Yeah.
He's got a great eye. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Again, games change. And yes, LA is right. 301 OBP in the leadoff spot for Bryson Stott. Like just as the leadoff hitter, that's what his OBP is. Good night last night, pretty good. 1 hit and a walk. But that's definitely one to monitor because Trey is hitting 328 with an 850-something OPS in the leadoff spot. And then final thing, one to keep your eye on, Dave Dombrowski is in Charlotte for Iron Bigs games.
Oh.
Is he getting his eye on Kemp, on Crawford? Are we ripe for a call-up? Andrew Painter is on the mound tonight. Down in Charlotte. So
we need another pitcher.
Yeah.
He'll be here soon.
The forever rehab for Andrew Painter. How many more years will he be rehabbing?
He's almost here. Okay. He's almost here. Take a deep breath.
Your point on Crawford, by the way, like, I want Crawford to make the decision easy on them, not them to say, hey, we need a guy and go get Crawford. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want Crawford to almost like... make it a choice they have, like, oh my God, we have to bring him up. It doesn't feel like that's where it is. Yeah.
Well, because it's a lot of, if you watch the hits, it's not like he's ripping baseballs. I mean, it's a lot of, like, dribblers in the infield, and then he's so fast he can beat them out, and you wonder if that's going to translate. Again, 60% ground ball rate in AAA is ridiculously high.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really high. So I think he's interesting. I think that you look at the numbers and you're like, wow, he's hitting 330-something. Well, I think there's more to prospects development than that. So Otto Kemp did go yard last night again. So
Otto,
whatever. And and Dave Dombrowski's there watching him.
There you go.
All right, there you go. There it is. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. All right, can we do Everyday Eagles?
Everyday Eagles.
92 days until the Eagles kick off the season against the Dallas Cowboys at Lincoln Financial Field. One quick note, Eagles are getting the rings Friday. Is that what I read correctly?
I believe so.
Friday.
Getting that jewelry Friday?
There you go.
Hold on, so they get so that means the ceremony is Friday.
I would assume so. Yeah.
Right? Because you don't. Yeah.
No, you don't get the ring before the ceremony.
Right, you get it at the ceremony. Yep. Okay, so, okay.
Well, I say that knowingly, having
Been there.
Been to one ceremony.
Yeah, you've pretty much been everywhere.
Well, you know. Sorry. It is kind of...
I haven't even been to a damn ring ceremony.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, it does kind of suck that I was at one and you were not. Anyway.
Well, you probably would have enjoyed it more than I would have.
I would have
just been sitting there reminiscing. Yeah,
what is going on here?
Regretting that I didn't get one.
Quite a food spread at the ring ceremony.
Oh, I bet.
It was like the best wedding you ever been to,
right,
or whatever. All right. So I saw this on Reddit. I thought it was fun. It doesn't have to do with this year's team. It has to do with the Eagles as a whole. So they asked, for a game, which one of these trio of players would you select? The first option is Saquon, Donovan, DeSean Jackson. The second one, Shady, Jalen, and T.O. The third one, Westbrook, Mike Vick, and A.J. Brown. So again, it's Saquon, Donovan, DeSean.
Yeah.
Shady, Jalen, T.O., Westbrook, Mike Vick, A.J. Brown.
I don't like how they did this.
Why? Because they made it difficult?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
Well, why didn't they lead a trios the way they should be?
Oh, so just have McNabb, T.O.,
and Westbrook.
Right.
With Jalen, A.J., and Saquon. And
right.
Then you would get Mike, Shady, and DeSean.
Yes. Well, this makes it maybe a little more fun.
It makes it a little harder.
Yeah, yes.
Because I don't know where to go.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I know it's tough for you. I know where I'm going.
See, I got my quarterback is five.
Okay.
They got Saquon with him.
Right.
B. West is my favorite running back, though.
Right. And it's the third of the three wide receivers, Deshaun.
Yes. I would go T.O. first as the wide receiver.
T.O., yes. A.J., Deshaun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you know what? I changed my mind. I think I gotta go Jalen, Shady, and T.O.
Oh my God.
Why did his win?
Get Donovan on the phone. Let him know that Ike didn't pick him.
And Saquon.
Wait,
two of my guys right there.
Get Donovan on the phone and let him know that Ike picked T.O. over him.
It's restart the whole feud.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. Nope.
That's not good.
No. Nope.
But I think I gotta go with it's the combination of T.O. and Shady.
That's a pretty well, and you know that quarterback needs it. So I'm going.
Where are you going?
I'm going Vic Westbrook and AJ Brown. I've said before the Mike. I'm going to say favorite rather than best because it makes everyone mad when I say best. Mike Vick's runner-up MVP year is my favorite quarterback year that I've watched.
You can say it's the
favorite.
You can say it's the best.
It was the best.
It
was the best I've ever seen a quarterback play for the Eagles that year.
I think that's a legitimate argument.
Well, you hated Carson in 17.
Yeah.
Well, but I actually, at the time, I didn't even like watching Carson in 17.
Yeah.
Certainly wasn't my favorite.
Certainly didn't enjoy it.
No, I did not. No. Then I do have the third of the running backs, but is like Brian Westbrook is great.
Yeah.
And I got AJ. I just think Mike Vick, AJ Brown, and I think, honestly, I think Vick would do great with a running back like Westbrook, too, that he could throw to.
Oh, yeah.
I just like. That seems like such a dynamic trio of players.
And, I mean, Mike is the better dual threat.
Oh, he's, I mean, best ever.
He's the better dual threat.
Well, he doesn't need his ass pushed.
And check this. Shut up, man. And check this out.
Yeah.
Not many quarterbacks can boast having a stronger arm than Donovan.
But Mike can.
Does. Yeah. Mike does. He has a stronger
arm.
Well,
I was at that. The Washington game in Washington, where he had the greatest fantasy day in history.
Yep.
And I will not forget him throwing that Deshaun touchdown pass to start it off. And like with the, it wasn't just that he had a strong arm. It's that he did it. It didn't even look like he was trying.
Dude.
Like he could have thrown the ball 100 yards if he needed to. Like if he reared up and threw, he could throw the ball 100 yards.
It's the prettiest thing to watch in a practice.
Was watching Michael Vick throw a football. Such a shame. I'm glad that he was able to hit that peak at least once in his career. It's such a shame it didn't happen until it happened.
Right.
Because imagine if he had figured that out.
And had like a 6 or 7 year run with that.
We'd be talking about him as one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Yep.
Jack, which one do you pick?
Yeah, I would go Vic, AJ Brown, and Brian Westbrook.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I just think, I mean, AJ is kind of T.O. I mean, they're very close.
Yep.
B. West, I think, is actually, as we go along here, going to start becoming criminally underrated.
I think B. West
is underrated.
He already is. Yep.
Like, he was unbelievable. I love Brian Westbrook. And then just the idea of Vic with those guys. I just think those three feels like impossible to stop.
Yeah. And I don't even know who else I could have. Because I love D-Jack as a wideout, but I love the other two wideouts more.
Yeah, DJ's not the same kind of wideout as these guys.
Well, now he's an explosive guy.
Explosive, one trick pony. But
arguably the best in the history of the damn game.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. I knew I was going to irritate somebody.
Well, and it ended up being
my quarterback.
I can imagine
Donovan here.
The first time we have on Donovan for the football season, I'm going to say, Donovan, before we get to this year's team,
which one of these trios would you take?
Because I'm going to tell you which one Ike took.
Meanwhile, no one else took the Donovan trio. It's one of that needs to be addressed as well.
That none of the three of us took the Donovan trio.
No.
And he has Saquon.
He has Saquon.
I know.
Yeah. For me, it's like...
It's the DJ thing.
Yeah, I think so. All right, coming up next, Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, 215-592-9494. The two big topics today is Trey Turner, underappreciated in Philadelphia, and Jack Fritz's turn today, just an amazing turn. He goes back on what he said yesterday. Doesn't care if he tears his bicep off the arm. He is pitching to
meat
the camera.
Off the bone.
I love it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings coming up. And Saquon hints at retirement.
What?
Hold
on.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Wow.
We got to get to Cowboy Jim first. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
All right, I can spike. Let me get to Jack here first.
Okay.
Three reasons why Jack changed his mind. Okay, first one was he was given a nickname. Did you know this nickname? Jack Quits.
I heard.
Yeah, we heard.
Not a nice nickname.
Yeah, it's not a nice nickname at all.
Plus, he's no longer Insider of the Year for the Phillies. He's, you know, a distant second.
Was never an insider.
What if Dick Howard gets a hit? What are you planning on doing, Jack? What are you going to do if the camera gets a hit?
Well, technically, if we want to be technical, he would need four times on base to win. Yep. Now, I will
personally... Is three a push?
So three's a push, two okay. I win. Now, okay. I will be embarrassed, Cowboy Jim, of course.
But is there a line on this? Is there something like that on?
Well, listen, if we can probably get one of the sports books to put together a line if they want it.
And then, Jack, this morning I was listening to Alex the Genius talking about the Phillies. About pitchers that they need. He came up with nine pitchers this morning. So your thoughts on Robertson, Bird, Finnegan, Miller, you know, he came up with nine people. Any thoughts on that?
No, that's fine. That's great.
Is he talking about Alex Cole?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Alex Cole. Alex the Genius Cole.
Well, I don't know. I might have moved too quickly on Alex, actually. Yeah.
Too quickly.
And Spike going to Disney. Okay, first of all, Jack, don't take your kids to Disney until they can walk. But I would suggest that you take your kids on a Disney cruise when they're younger so they can go to camp and you and your wife can relax. Taking them to Disney and putting them in strollers or whatever isn't a bad idea. Flights, all that kind of stuff. So just wait till they can walk, okay?
I don't think he was threatening to do it. I agree with you. I wouldn't. I'm not going on any cruise, though. But I did see some people at Disney with infants, and I thought to myself, what a horrible time for the infant.
Why take an infant?
I agree with you. Until the kid can enjoy it, go on rides, knows what they're looking at, I'd be terrified if I was 8 months old and I was at Disney World and some giant duck came over trying to take a picture with me, you know?
Well, you take an infant.
What's that?
You take an infant usually because the infant is a sibling of the other kids.
That wants to go.
And you can't find a babysitter.
Yeah. I was going to say, don't they have, like, we don't do this, but when you go away, you could put, like, a dog at a
pet hotel.
Do they have those for infants?
Kids, like a kid hotel, just leave a kid there.
Yeah, put them in a box or whatever for the few days, just make sure they get fed.
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Anybody seen Herb? Because I'm going to Miami tomorrow. I was just wondering if Herb's alive or what's going on with him.
Oh, you want to take Herb with you?
What's that?
You want to take Herb with you?
Yeah, well, I want to talk him out of it. I'm hoping he's not going to Columbia because I'm afraid he won't come back.
Oh, Columbia, yeah. Well, that's right. He had the vacation coming up.
Vacation. He's going down to see a girl. That's going to be some vacation.
Well, what are you doing on your vacation?
Yeah.
I can know exactly what he's going down there for. He's going to Columbia. He's going to be with a girl. What do you think he's going to be doing down there?
No, I'm saying, you said that like there's something wrong with it. I'm like,
he's
what are you?
He's going to have a girl cooking for him, cleaning for him, and doing other things for him.
So yeah. Good for him.
The man.
It does sound like a bad time.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to need protection down there, and I don't mean, you know, prophylactic. I mean, he's going to need a 9mm or something.
You think he's like running coke in Colombia? He's just like, I think he'll be okay.
He's going to be down there flashing money. I just want to protect the man.
I told him, don't leave a resort.
Can you imagine a Herb wandering around in his velour sweatsuit with his
don't leave a resort. Yeah, don't leave
that new haircut.
Yeah, you guys will just give him Blue Chew and so here, go have fun.
We did. We made sure we loaded him up.
Yeah, he's a grown man. He can do whatever he wants.
He's gonna have a heart attack down there.
He'd be happy. He'd die happy.
Oh, how about those Eagles? Number 10 on quarterback and coach ratings. You won the Super Bowl. How embarrassing! And then you got the Chargers at 4. Yeah, Pittsburgh with a
Is this a PFF ranking?
No, they wouldn't rank coach, would they? They'd rank coach and quarterback.
Well, it's a combo.
Yeah, just PFF, like there's no analytics on coaches. Yeah, I don't know.
See, now you know that the fans hate the Eagles. The Sports Illustrated hates them. Everybody hates the Eagles. So luck, losers. Bye.
All right, goodbye. Stayed one comment too many.
So it was Sports Illustrated.
That doesn't even exist anymore, Sports Illustrated.
Love Sports Illustrated.
Yeah,
Chiefs number one, Ravens number two, Rams number three, Chargers four, Bills five.
Wow.
Steelers six without a quarterback. Seven.
Without a quarterback, seriously.
Wait, and Bills. I'm the biggest Josh Allen guy in the world, but like.
McDermott.
Sean McDermott. Like, come on. Wow. I mean.
Always been.
Yeah.
The success is tied to Josh Allen.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. If I assume that Sirianni is dragging down the ranking for the Eagles, right?
Well, what if it's the other way around?
I don't know. I don't know which way that is. That's a good question. I don't know.
Well, and Pittsburgh. What are we
what
talking about?
What the hell is Pittsburgh? Yeah, seriously.
Mason Rudolph is their quarterback.
Well, they already put Rodgers in. They
Well, even if they did.
Yeah.
Well, 28 touchdowns. Nine
they haven't won neither one of those two have won a championship since they faced each other in the Super Bowl.
I know.
Okay, so that's five. Who's six?
So six was the Steelers. Seven was the Niners.
Ah.
Okay.
But Brock Purdy?
Eight, the Commanders.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn, yeah. Wow, really.
Nine, the Bengals.
Oh, come
I was wondering
on.
Where the Bengals were at. Nine?
Well, so that has to be all Burrow.
Yeah. And then 10, the Eagles.
Well, you don't like Zach Taylor.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, you what? You don't like Zach Taylor?
Well, I just.
Well, he's got to be dragging Burrow down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get that Steeler thing out of here, man. Seriously.
And where did they have the Chargers?
Fourth.
Sneaky pick this year. Yeah. I will say, they are my sneaky.
Well, they were pretty good last year. Yeah. I don't know,
but nobody believes in them, though, is all I'm saying. Yeah.
All right, let's do let's rate our beat writers.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, you might think it wasn't a big week, but it was. Last week we only had four
it
on the list.
Was a huge week last week.
Had four on the list last week. Brandon Lee Gauten was number four. Jason Kelce number three. Elliott Shore Parks moved up to two because of his performance at minicamp.
Yep.
And number one newspaper reporter. We have a few new entries in the top five.
Well, and we got it back to five.
Yes, we got it back to, well, sort of.
Yeah.
So at number five is Zach Berman.
Congratulations, Zach.
Now, the reason Zach Berman's number five is because he essentially begged us to be on the list.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's not fair.
I mean, it's what happened.
That's not fair.
It's what happened.
We had a lovely conversation.
He did.
He cares about the Eagles Insider of the Year.
He does. And he was like, look, my family's super disappointed in me. I really need to be on the list.
Wow.
I'm paraphrasing.
Sure.
Did we or did we not at the Doc event have a conversation with Zach Berman? Jack, yes or no? Did we or did we not have a conversation with Zach Berman about the Eagles Insider of the Year list where he expressed that a family member was incredibly disappointed that he was not on the list?
He did.
Okay.
So now we are helping Zach with his family.
There you are.
That's our goal.
Number five. And we think Zach is very good at what he does.
Love Zach.
It almost says he's deserving.
I'm just saying he really wanted to be on the list.
First thing he said to me was, how is Redding? So he's clearly locked in in many aspects,
which
I appreciate. That feels like a good little, get me in that rank.
And Syracuse guy, so.
Oh, you Q's man love staying together.
All right.
God, nauseating.
Number four, this spot is blank. There's no one at number four. Couldn't stand to put Zach at number four because he didn't earn it, so he's number five with nobody in front of him.
Wow.
Number three, Elliott Shore Parks moves down one spot. Number two, the first time he has ever been on the list, the Axeman, Jeremiah Trotter.
Huh? Well, welcome, Jeremiah.
Revealing that Jalen Carter doesn't even know how to play defensive tackle yet.
And Vic Fangio agreed with him.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard this several times since he said it.
He said he had sources in the building.
No, the funny thing is that you all, not you all, but you all, almost turned this thing into a negative thing when it was a complete compliment.
Not us.
I just said,
I didn't know yeah. which you all you were
no,
talking
I mean,
about.
Not you okay. all. And I just all say right. outsiders.
Oh, yeah.
Posing the question to Vince, Vic Fangio, didn't know how he was going to respond to that.
Vic Fangio, by the way, coughed. Like
I'm glad he actually took a moment that because it was a compliment.
It was. He was like,
it was a true compliment.
He doesn't even know what he's doing yet, and he's already great.
He's already great. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. The comment from Trotter was not. He doesn't know how to play defensive tackle.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to hear the cough in here. This is you, Rand, the Bulldog, grilling Fangio yesterday about it.
Jeremiah Trotter Sr. said on WIP yesterday that he's been hearing from some folks that Jalen doesn't even know how to play the position yet. It was a complimentary fashion in a sense to say that.
It was almost like he was going, idiot, idiot. It was like there was a cough under his breath or something. Well, URAM tried to frame it at least positively.
He meant it in a positive way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trot somewhere like, what happened?
Jalen doesn't even know how to play the position yet. It was a complimentary fashion.
Oh, there it is. Yes, complimentary fashion.
And number one, the newspaper reporter stays right there. There he is. There's your top five. Number five, Zach Berman. Number four, nobody. Number three, Elliot Shore Parks. Number two, Jeremiah Trotter. Number one, the newspaper reporter.
Mm-hmm. Saw the newspaper reporter today.
Oh, yeah. It was a little podcast in there.
Yeah, he's grinding.
Yeah.
Listen.
The one where they have to put music under it to make it interesting.
I will say this. When he does stick his head out, meaning to report something.
Yes.
It normally has some meat to it.
He's a good reporter. He's a good reporter. He's a good reporter. Does his job.
Yeah.
You know, does. And beware to the other contenders here. If it's a bad season for the Eagles, that's when this guy shines.
Yeah.
That's when this guy shines. He's going to get the dirt.
Yep.
You know.
I will say.
Yeah.
Quiet offseason so far for Ike.
Has been.
Ike is giving up.
I mean, not even one.
Well, but he realizes this is like the Academy Awards. Nobody, the movies that get released early in the year don't win Academy Awards.
Ah.
It's the ones that get released in the late part of the year. That's when it's award season.
Well, yeah. Seltzer's watching all of those and tweeting out his thoughts on every
Seltzer.
Single.
Yeah, for sure.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Maniac.
Look, there's only one power ranking for a place where you get your new windows and doors. It's one spot. It just says Gaida. It just says Gaida. They are going to take this, what you believe is a painful thing. You're like, oh man, I got to go through the process. Oh, I got to buy windows and doors. Oh, that's why you haven't done it. But Gaida makes the entire thing much, much easier from a price perspective. First of all, they're knocking 20% off right now every single product they have. Every window, every door, every kind of window. Whether it's a energy efficient, you know, what are they called? The ones you go up and down. I forget what they're called. The regular windows you have. Maybe you have a big picture window or something. 20% off everything. Any door, garage door, sliding patio door, whatever. Start your project without any money out of pocket, not even $1, and up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. So while you are at home enjoying lower energy bills, a house that's worth more money, and a more comfortable experience, you'll be paying zero interest for 3 years, up to 3 years. This is a limited time. There are restrictions. So this is what you do. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get yourself a free, no obligation in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Why don't we go to Shayna in West Oak Lane? You're on WIP. What's up, Shayna?
Hello. I just want to make sure we all know that this is Jack Appreciation Day.
Wow.
I was listening
wow.
this morning.
All right. Let's relax.
Making a lot of sense, Shayna.
I'm serious. Jack drives me crazy sometimes, and he did try to hang up on me when I call, but I forgive him.
That was not on purpose. I explained it to you. I couldn't hear you.
Jack, I am so proud of you. I was listening to the morning show this morning, and I was so angry driving in at
See?
All the slander
yep.
that the camera tried to throw at you. I'm like, the camera, you get injured like walking down the street, and you're sitting here with this inflated ego trying to put Jack down. We are team afternoon show all day, every day.
That's what I'm talking about, Shayna. I tell you, I was angry, too. I started to call up, but I didn't want to give them the benefit of having me call up to the show.
I started to, too. They were making me angry. I'm like, you're not going to play my boy Jack like that. The afternoon show all day. We ride for Jack.
Love
it. You are at the barbecues with us.
Oh, man.
What about Spike, Shayna?
Mike, I love you. You're at the barbecue. All right,
there we go.
He wears one Tupac shirt.
You just can't make nothing because you're vegan anyway.
Yeah, because he's a vegan anyway.
Yeah. I'm not going to cost anybody anything. So, Shayna, here's the thing, though. While I agree with you, we all stick up for Jack, and Jack's our guy, and so on and so forth. He did right by you today. You were under attack by the morning show, and I'm not going to say the morning show was that DeCamera was right in what he did today, but if I was in his position, I probably would have done the same thing. But Jack stepped up for us today.
He did.
Yes, he did.
You know,
he definitely did. Jack, keep your head up. Keep that Philly fight in you, and you have to take him down.
Philly
fight?
They're
all riding for you, so. You gotta do it.
See how I turned?
It
yesterday
did.
You disappointed everybody.
I can tell. Yeah. There's a lot of relief. People that started calling in, a lot of DMs saying thank you.
There you go.
So, listen, I appreciate it.
Jack knows what to do. You set the bar low, makes it easier to jump over it. That's what he did yesterday.
Been my entire life.
True,
yeah.
True. But Jack, you made me so proud, I might even buy a book today.
Whoa! Ringthebellbook.com.
Ringthebellbook.com. All right, Shane.
I love
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the call. The Twitter question is brought to you by
book today.
Yep, might.
I might.
Yeah, it's like all Jack did was do the same thing he was supposed to do two days ago, and now he's like a hero.
Nice, a hero, yeah. Yes. You played this pretty well, Jack.
Not bad. Hey, chess, not checkers.
Yep.
There was no checkers.
No.
There was no chess.
There was no chess.
Yeah, sure, right. No checkers. Yeah. Yep.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Is Trey Turner underappreciated? 51.6% say yes.
Wow.
48.4% say no.
Now, did that switch?
No.
It was always
right
yes,
around
okay.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a Saquon.
We need to. You scared everyone. When
The Saquon retirement.
Oh, yes, right.
So he was on Chris Long's podcast.
Yeah, they were down at Saquon the other day.
Oh, right. The summer Saquon. Of Saquon continues. So here's what Saquon had to say.
So fast forward to however long you want to play. You're one of the best ever, maybe the best ever. Do you want to be like an Aaron Donald where AD says, hey, I want to get out of here playing at the highest level. I want to leave a little early. Or do you imagine yourself as one of these guys that wants to do it until the wheels fall off?
That's a great question. I'll probably be one of those guys that it'll be out of nowhere. Like, I'll probably just wake up one day, whether it's next year or 2 years or 4 years, like, and just be like, yeah, it's over. I don't think I will ever lose that passion. The competitive nature is always going to be there, but you know, I like probably my favorite player of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
Now, he's thought about it. He said a year.
Yeah.
2 years, 4 years. Now he said a year, 2 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders did it. Megatron did it. You know, at the top of their game.
Another Lions player did it yesterday. Frank Ragnow.
Yeah, 29 years old.
Yeah.
Which is,
well, Lions just drive you to retirement.
Yeah. Seriously, dude.
Yeah, more early retirements than anybody.
Let me ask you this, Ike.
Yeah.
Let's say you wake up tomorrow, mm-hmm. your phone is blowing up, and Saquon announced his retirement. What would your feeling be towards Saquon if you woke up tomorrow and he decided, you know what? That was the greatest season I'm ever going to have. I want to go out on top. Love you, Philly. I'm not playing this year.
Well, I tell you, you come up with some of the damnedest questions.
Like after you get over the shock.
Yeah, I don't know. I you obviously are appreciative of what he did last year.
Yep.
And bringing the second ever Super Bowl here. So you'll always be indebted to him for that. But if I'm being honest, I'm not ready for the party to be over with. So how do I get over where this leaves the team if he walks away when he can clearly still play at a high level?
Right.
So I would have mixed emotions from that standpoint. I don't know if I'd be – he wouldn't become a villain, obviously. But there would be some bittersweetness there. I don't know how it can't be. As an Eagle fan, how could you not be disappointed and heartbroken if Saquon were to wake up tomorrow and be like, you know what, I'm good.
Yeah, unless there was...
I'm going to walk away from the game now.
I want to take anything you could say about what if this, what if that. Let's just say he's healthy.
No, he's healthy. Yeah,
yeah he's healthy, all that.
Because by the way, Barry Sanders walked away healthy.
Healthy, yeah.
There was no injury issues.
I would be mad. I would be mad. At the very least, I would be like, well, why didn't you do this before free agency?
Well, or, yeah, you definitely would have that opinion.
You know, like...
Or before we gave you that money.
Yes.
Before we gave you that
money.
They get
that back?
If he retired.
Some of it will, yes.
Yeah.
Well, probably all of it.
Well, I don't know how they structured it. I don't know if he got it when he signed. Like, I don't know how any
you
of that
works. You
can't
just get a signing bonus and up and retire.
And retire.
No, I don't think that's...
Yeah, you can't do that.
The Eagles probably sue him, honestly.
Well, but some of what the Eagles do remember is giving money up front, so they can have more void years later. So I don't have any idea about the cash. I will never forget the year Saquon had. I will always be appreciative of the year he had.
Man,
if he just up and retired...
season in Eagles history, arguably.
Yeah. If he just up and retired tomorrow, I would be mad.
I would imagine knowing us, there would be a lot of people upset about that.
Yeah.
I said, you'd be grateful for what he did a year ago, But we're not ready for the party to be over with.
No. And I would respect anyone who's like, I don't want to outstay my welcome. The guys that retire while they're still good, I get it. And mm-hmm. especially that sport, you know, yeah. like it's very difficult physically, yeah. you know, that sport.
And at that position.
Yeah. Jack, how would you feel if you woke up tomorrow and Saquon was retiring?
I'd be mad. Like, I would be mad. It's... You would get over it. I think yeah. 5 years, you look back and be like...
5 years.
But it would take
that's
time.
That's a long time, yeah.
It would take... Because, again, yeah. he's arguably... Like, we talked about the running backs earlier. Mm-hmm. We talked about Shady. We talked about B. West. This guy's both of them. I mean,
yeah.
he's...
Oh, he's the best running back in franchise history. He's just not the greatest running back in franchise
yes.
history.
Yep.
Like he's the best running back in franchise
history.
It's like
the T.O. is the best receiver in yes. Eagles history. Yeah. yes. Best ever wear the uniform.
yes.
So... And he'd be walking away from what you think is still a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Yes.
They got rid of talent this offseason, and it was a clear step back, like they broke it up like the Marlins did or whatever. Okay. But they still have the chance.
Yeah.
They still have the chance. So I think it would take a good 5 years to get over if Saquon decided tomorrow to retire.
Yeah, maybe longer.
It would be
You know who would get number 26 back in Philadelphia? Chase Utley. Because right now.
I still think it's his.
Right now, it's behind Saquon.
Yeah, because it's in the moment. No, but I still think of Chase. Well, I think it's C26. I still think of Chase. Utley.
And Harper be back as the best free agent signing ever. Listen.
You're right. we'd instantly put Saquon down on the list.
Oh, man. Wheeler and Harper out of them. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's crazy. Harper only has two more 100 RBI seasons than Saquon does.
That's amazing.
In his whole career.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's great.
What's going
on? No, like yeah, 100 yeah, yeah. RBI thing.
No, I know. Just trade him now. What's the point of having him?
He's only got two more than me.
But it is strange.
But he's saying 99. Like, that doesn't count. Like,
it doesn't.
He missed two, like, a month
right.
that year.
Yes. Huh?
Like, I mean, it's a whole reason with the All-Star thing.
But part of it is he's hurt a lot.
Sure, but you're trying to diminish how great of a player
I'm not.
He is.
I'm just saying it's
I know
an
you're
interesting
saying a fact.
Fact.
I know. No, it's great. I love it. Okay. Great.
What's
no, awesome.
What's coming up on the top five?
People at WIP that need to pick a side.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
He's attacking.
Here we go. It's he's the WIP attacking. Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.